temporary extremes, or the new normal. Until recently, there's been a tendency to think of the kind of extremes I've just described as anomalies that are separate and unrelated, like the proverbial trees in the forest. In the case of climate change and economic change, they're admittedly big trees in a huge forest. The result of such thinking is that we end up attempting to put out the fires of one problem here and another one there, and while we can do so with varying degrees of success that's temporary, we never really get to the core issues at the heart of the extremes. This approach brings to mind the image of holding a balloon full of water, noticing a leak in one place and poking our finger there to stop it, just as another leak appears in another place. While each finger covers a hole here or there, eventually, so many holes emerge that we can no longer stop the leaks. When we think of climate change, for example, we've been led to believe that if we were to stop using fossil fuels and begin to embrace a clean, green, and sustainable lifestyle, we would somehow fix the warming that's part of our climate extremes. While I definitely believe in and support the development of clean, green, and sustainable forms of energy, and we definitely use less energy with energy-saving light bulbs in our homes and offices, and riding our bicycles to work and school is definitely healthier than driving, there's a consequence to making these lifestyle changes in the belief that they are the answer. For a growing number of people and policymakers, focusing on these commendable shifts in the way we live has become a diversion from a stark and uncomfortable reality. The records of the Earth itself tell us that the changes we're trying to stop are actually characteristics of a new normal that's emerging. Rather than acknowledging the scientific facts, such as those mentioned earlier, which describe climate cycles of the past, what we can realistically expect today and how we can adapt to the changes, their thinking suggests that we can somehow return to the old normal, such as the climate of the 20th century. The problem with this thinking is that the focus becomes one of stopping and reversing the changes rather than creating the resilience to adapt to them. This is one of those places where the type of conversation I'm having with you right now sometimes can become uncomfortable and for some people difficult. The reason is because it means recognizing that the extremes are real and acknowledging the facts regarding where they come from. If we embrace the history of the Earth itself, for example, it clearly shows that we're living at the time in a repeating cycle when big shifts in climate have been triggered in the past. Mainstream media, popular science, and traditional classrooms and textbooks have been reluctant to acknowledge the accuracy of the ancient calculations that describe such changes, specifically those of the 5,125-year cycles described by the Mesoamerican calendar. That is, until recently. In a paper published in 2004, Lonnie Thompson, Ph.D., a glaciologist with Ohio State University's Byrd Polar Research Center, describes a sudden shift in the Earth's climate 5,200 years ago, a shift that gives us insights into the changes we're experiencing today. Thompson reveals that discoveries from a number of different sources located in a number of different places all across the globe all point to the same startling conclusion. From pollen in lake bed core samples in South America and methane in ice cores in Greenland and Antarctica, to tree ring data from the United Kingdom and plants preserved in the ice caps of the Peruvian Andes, the story told by the records of the Earth is unmistakable. The climate of our planet changed dramatically 5,200 years ago, and the impact to life on Earth was immense. It's not so much the fact that a big change occurred that's making the headlines. It's when this change occurred. We're generally used to thinking of climate shifts as things that happened when dinosaurs roamed the Earth and people, once they appeared, lived in caves. What makes Thompson's discovery so powerful is that in the overall scheme of history, 5,000 years really isn't such a long time ago. To give this revelation a bit of perspective, the study reveals that the change happened within recorded human history just 3,000 years before the time of Jesus during the early Bronze Age. Something happened back at this time, and it was monumental, Dr. Thompson says. Describing the significance, he continues, quote, "The evidence clearly points back to this point in history and to some event that occurred. It also points to similar changes occurring in today's climate as well," end of quote. From studies like Thompson's and others, we gain insights into the changes that we're living through today and, perhaps more important, insights into how we may adapt to them in our lives. I've personally spoken at conferences where the organizers themselves believe that the facts of our time of extremes should not be shared publicly. The reason given to me for holding back this information was even more disturbing than what the actual data was showing. We don't want to scare people, is what I've been told. I understand the intent of such comments, and honestly, I believe it comes from a sense of responsibility and feelings of genuine caring. However, I also believe that while pacifying people's anxiety may have worked for some situations in the past, it no longer serves us to follow this line of thinking today. When I hear such statements, it reminds me of a dysfunctional family trying to deal with individual outbursts of rage that tear the members' lives apart without first acknowledging the underlying issues that trigger the rage. The fact is that this thinking doesn't work for a family, and it won't work for the world. Our time of extremes has placed us in uncharted territory. If ever there was a time when we needed to be honest with ourselves about what we're up against, I can't think of a better one than right now.